while Ardsale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
When we come through Christmas, you know, we see all the niceness of Christmas, and we see that so many things seem to be exaggerated. The little things become big, some big things become little. The lights, the sound, big. The music, big. The parties, big. The spending, big. Christmas is about how God made the big things small so that we could properly understand the big things of eternity, the big things of salvation and redemption. Unfortunately, sometimes we take things out of perspective. You are part of my 2023 testimony. I'm looking down the middle, but the person I'm talking to knows. Good to see you. We make that one day, Christmas Day, so big, don't we? It's all about Christmas. Sometimes we make it even bigger than Easter because we're making ourselves, making sometimes the big things small. It starts when we're little children. We look forward to the holiday, don't we? Christmas holiday, woo, the food, the family, the fun. Waking up late, going to sleep late. Isn't that right, children? You know, even some adults are like, hey, I'm off work now. The teachers, you know, the teachers who do such a hard job. Waking up late, going to sleep late. Presents. And even as adults, our expectations might have changed, but they haven't shrunk. The expectations are just as big. We still expect more, bigger, more joy, more contentment, more peace, more food, more calories, more peace, more satisfaction we look for around this time. Just like a child who wanted a toy car at Christmas, when they open that box, that present, they see that toy car, nothing else matters. They can just totally ignore all the other presents. Or they want a toy car, and they're expecting the toy car, and they got five presents. They'll open the first one, it's not the car, yeah, whatever. Second one, it's not the car, yeah, whatever. Third one, it's not the car, yeah, whatever. Nothing matters until they find that car. And so we too, around this time of the year, can be very one-track minded. We think that maybe if we buy one thing, that one thing that we gave to someone at Christmas, it makes no difference how we treated them the other 364 days of the year. Sometimes we put the emphasis, so much emphasis on that one single day, that one single time, that one single week, that one single gesture, as if the whole of life revolves around it. We expect the children to be well behaved at Christmas time. We expect our spouse, our partners, family members to be mind readers and know exactly how to act and what to say around us to make sure that our experience is sweetness and light and nice. After all, what's important is that other people do the right thing, isn't it? It's not so important about what it's going to cost us to see the right thing done. And in this season, it's easy for us to get things warped out of their proper perspective, you know. And the things that really should stay small, they start becoming larger. The things that should stay small should start becoming larger. I mean, I'm not talking about the money. You know, your expenses in November and your expenses in December are typically different. You know, of course, the credit card bill gets larger, the electricity bill is larger. But there are some things that shouldn't become larger that become larger around this time. Our anxieties start to become larger as we worry whether we're the right kind of person, parent, partner, husband, wife, son, daughter, employee, employer. We worry whether we'll meet the right person, whether we will get married, whether we're going to have children, whether we're going to get divorced. We worry whether we're going to have enough money, whether we're going to have the right job, the right course, the right exam results. God bless you. The two people who came up here and said, hey, listen, I didn't get what I wanted to get, but hallelujah to the Lord. Caitlin and I think it was Bernice who said, listen, I failed my exam, but so what? God is still God. What a testimony. And we worry. We worry whether we're going to achieve what we want to achieve or not. And the list goes on. This time of the year, we start to reflect. We start to review. And as we do so, our pains are magnified. Our losses are magnified. And if we're going to be really honest with ourselves, we realize that we spend so much time magnifying our failings. We magnify our shortcomings this time of the year. Why? Why? Why do we do that? The loss of loved ones, failed relationships, shortcomings, fear of weakness, fear of old age, fear of getting it wrong. Lack of trust we have in God. We start to see these things and we see them starkly. They're magnified. And then we don't just enlarge them a little. We allow them to grow to the point where they start to overwhelm us. Oh, it's easy to put the mask on and come to church and say, Happy New Year! Merry Christmas! It's easy. It's so easy, saints. But deep inside, we're still struggling. For many of us, it's a new day, it's a new month, it's a new week, but it's the same old pain. And we allow that pain to grow and grow and grow and grow to such a point that it overshadows the good things that are going on in our lives. We allow them to become larger, bigger, greater than anything else we have. We allow the problems, the issues, the struggle to become larger, bigger, greater, even than God himself. So let me help you put some things back into their right perspective. God, the creator of all things, the one that is more than enough, the El Shaddai, he came to this world. The creator came into this world in the smallest, tiniest of places. Bethlehem isn't that big. Those of you who've been to Israel, I haven't been. But those of you who've been, you'll test it. Bethlehem is not that big. A tiny place in the backside of nowhere, a tiny dot, a spot on the map of the world. The Ancient of Days came to an ordinary carpenter and his teenage bride-to-be. People of no greater importance than you or me. He came to them. He revealed himself first to the shepherds. He revealed himself to shepherds. Not princes, not priests, not politicians, shepherds. People of no huge social status. People with the stink of animals, stink of the countryside on them. They're not, you know, walking around in, I don't know, what's the nice fragrance? Chanel, Yves Saint Laurent, I don't know. They're not walking around in Tom Ford, you know, Eau de Parfum. He revealed himself to these people. And more than that, he wrapped his infinite, eternal, unending self in a fragile, temporary flesh of a baby. Now, when he did that, he came in the smallest, most vulnerable form imaginable. But what he did in coming in that small form was set some things into motion for greatness to come our way. Jesus came to the earth, and when he did, he flipped things on their head. He turned things around, saints. There's nowhere that God cannot be found. If he could be found in the backside of nowhere called Bethlehem, there's now nowhere he cannot be found. As much as he was found in a manger, he can also be found in your kitchen, in your bathroom, in your living room, in your workplace, in your office. He can be found in your heart. Today we remember the same way that Jesus was entrusted to live with Joseph and Mary. God said, you know what? Joseph, Mary, you're not Joseph and Mary. Joseph, neither are you. Anyway, Joseph, Mary, look after my boy. Jesus, live with them. They'll look after you. Today, he entrusts himself to live in our hearts. We are entrusted to carry his presence by his Spirit. Today, we must remember the same God, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one who made great things small by sending Jesus into the world, has not finished his work in you. He hasn't finished his work in you. Who told you it's over? 31st of December. Yeah, 2023. Come, gone, comma, we move on. Who told you it's done? Who told you you're finished? Who told you? In exactly 3 months from today, we're going to be celebrating Easter, 31st of March. The greatest day in all of history. when that when God took the grave, that tiny hole, that little hole, that many of us see it as a bottomless pit, God took the grave and he turned it into a springboard for life. He took death, that full stop that many of us fear so much, and he turned the full stop into a comma, a gateway into eternal life. We'll celebrate that. Today we've come to be reminded who he is and who we are. In the same way that God is the one that can make the great things little, he also makes the little things great. And I want to remind you who he is. He's the one that overcomes our inadequacy. Our inadequacy. He looks beyond our fault. He sees our need. How have you lived in 2023? And are you happy about it? Are you proud of the way you've lived? Maybe you look back and you consider 2023 as not enough, not happy enough, not good enough, not wealthy enough, not warm enough, not loved enough, don't have enough friends. How about this one? Maybe you lived 2023 and you felt you weren't holy enough. I sometimes feel that way. I'm like, Lord, am I okay? Am I doing okay? Help me to be better, do better. Our inadequacy shows up in all areas of our lives, especially in the area of holiness. Of course it shows up there. In and of ourselves, we can never be enough. But we have El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, more than adequate. And he has made a way for our inadequacy to be covered, to be forgiven through Jesus Christ. Now, we're under a new covenant. Our righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. And I wanted to set this out for tonight. As we cross over into the new year, in his adequacy, he covers our inadequacy. He's powerful enough not only to save us, but to sustain us. He is El Shaddai. He is the way maker, the miracle worker. He is the promise keeper, the one who always keeps his word. And we can trust him. He kept his word to Abraham. He kept his word to Jacob. If you read Hebrews 11, you see story after story after story of people who dared to believe God, who dared to trust God to keep his word. And he came through for all of them. And it's easy when life is getting you down. It's easy when challenges come to doubt God, to doubt what he has given us. But his name speaks to the fact that he's almighty, he's faithful. He is El Shaddai. And you can trust him. He's the one who protects you. Our part is to exercise our faith so that we can trust God. Trust that he will do as he has promised. His part is to bring about the fruitfulness. His part is to bring about the increase. He produces the fruit. And as we look to the uncertainty of what tomorrow will bring. Tomorrow is not just a new year, it's a new month, it's a new week, it's Monday. It's a fresh start. I said it this morning, those of you who join the daily prayers, every Monday we do Affirmation Monday. Tomorrow is not just affirmation for the day and the week, because it's our first Monday. So it's affirmation for the day, for the week, for the month, for the whole year. 6:45, or you can join on YouTube anytime you like. But he is the Almighty. He always keeps his promises. So as you look back on 2023, what do you see? Your loss? Your mess? Your brokenness? What are you seeing when you think back to the 12 months you just had? What are you seeing? Your sickness? Your weakness? What are you seeing? Maybe you've been far away from him through, you know, lifestyle choices or your own sin. Maybe you've grown tired. You've grown weary. You're tired of the fight. You're fed up. His grace is more than sufficient for you. All you need is to trust him, believe him. And today is an opportunity for a new start. No matter what 2023 has thrown up or thrown your way or coughed up in your direction, I want to remind you of some facts, some truths here today. You can never be too lost for God to find you. You can never be too dirty for God to clean you. Never be too broken for God to fix you. You can never be too sick for God to heal you. You can never be too far for God to reach you. You can never be too guilty for God to forgive you. You can never be too sinful for God to save you. Who do you need him to be? Because he is more than enough. I love what Pastor Manuela said in the testimonial video. The word enough doesn't seem enough to describe the enough of the God that is more than enough. Ah, I mean, I paraphrase. Those aren't her words. People are thinking, did she just say that? No, no, no. She inspired me to say that, you know. But this is the God that we serve. No matter how strong your hands are, sometimes you can lose your grip. No matter how great your mind is, sometimes it can become cloudy. No matter how strong your heart is, it can also break. For the brokenness in your life, He is healer. For the loneliness in your life, He is ever present. For the lack in your life, He is your provider. For the anxiety in your life, He is the blessed assurance. For the pain and the hurt you've experienced in 2023, He is your comforter. For the sin in your life, He is your savior. For the places where you feel lost, He is your rescuer. For the place where it feels like there's just death, decay, and destruction in your life, He is the breath of life for you. He is El Shaddai. He is your God. Whether you feel jaded or joyful, weary or victorious, He is El Shaddai. He is the God of the grief-stricken. He's also the God of the grateful. He's the God of the ungrateful too. He just doesn't like them ungrateful. It calls them to still come. I know plenty of people who are believers in God and have walked away from Him. He's still their God, even though they may not necessarily be His people. He is El Shaddai.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.